Oh, shit! But hey, what do we got on the show today?
On today's show, Kendrick and Drake's epic diss song beef battle was all fun and games until me and Brett caught astray. Plus, a dating app trap so diabolical that even Brett got. And an AI priest goes rogue. We'll be talking to it in the name of the artificial Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All this and much, much, many, much more. Let's start the fucking show!
You are crashing headfirst into the single greatest audio experience of our time.
Oh yeah, folks! Welcome to the Brett the Mott Show.
With Buddy.
The number one news and pop culture podcast in the world. I am your host, Brett the Mott, and joining me as always is my best friend and co-host, Buddy.
Not gonna do it.
Okay. And together we are the Big Silly Newsboys, according to the engraving on our Poets of Wise. This is, of course, a Dog Journalism Award every week. We find the biggest, the dumbest, the weirdest, and wildest news from around the world, and then interview guests ripped straight from the headlines. We'll also go through some articles that you, our trusty reporters in the field, submitted to us this past week via our many social medias, which we have a few of, all at Brett the Mott Show, all over all of the social medias. Please go follow us.
Please.
Comment on the clips
comment
or whatever.
Comment on Say Funny Stuff. We'll say funny stuff about
it. Say funny stuff, motherfucker.
Say funny stuff about it.
But yeah, you can also, folks, if you love the show, you want to support the show, you want to get a little more of the show, you can head to
Patreon. The show.
If you want to see the show, yes, I forgot. Okay. But you can head to patreon.com/BrettTheMottShow. $5 a month, you get this every episode of this show in video format. You get the entire back catalog of the audio of the show. You also get a weekly bonus episode that comes out on Fridays that is very fun. We've been having a blast with that. And you also get the entire back catalog of my old Twitch talk show, How You Been, which has guests that look and sound very similar to some of your favorite comedians, but they're just my old friends. But they look a lot like people like Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Byer, Lauren Lapkus, John Gabris, Lacey Mosley, Carl Tart. Oh. Just a who's who of people who look like people you think are funny. But yeah, head over to Brett DeMott, our Patreon, patreon.com/BrettDeMottShow, and get in the mix. We also have a Discord that you can get access to, which is where we build most of the show every week.
Yep.
So you can submit
chatting
stuff to us over there.
And getting ideas.
Yeah. We have a real good time in there. So head on over there, join us on Patreon, and
it's goddamn goof fest.
It's quite a goof fest, folks. More so than a show, even. But we got to start this episode the way that we start every single one of these motherfucking shows, folks. And that is by checking in with our Apple Podcast reviews, which we, of course, use more as a message board where you can sort of send us what they call missives. Is that a thing? That's a word.
I don't know what that means.
I don't actually know what it means either, but I've heard it used in the context of sending like little letters, but who knows? But this week we got a couple of from our podcast reviews on Apple. One from B. Obama.
Whoa.
Okay, huge. A weekly delight, this wow. review says. This has become one of my favorite pods with alarming speed. Thank you, Big Silly Newsboys. Oh. Especially love your coverage of sports. And I hope you'll have Parlay Pete on to cover the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, we will.
On that note, here are 10 potential nicknames for Victor Wembanyama.
Oh.
Napoleon Ball So Hard.
Cool.
The Baguette Who Gets Nets.
Okay.
Charles the Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Beret Ramsey. Okay. Kind of, I don't know where that connects to Wembanyama, but.
Berets?
I get, maybe V for Vendetta. Okay. The French Rejection. Tony Parkour, Notre Dame. I don't know what's happening. The French Mensch Who Can Drench on or off the bench. I like that one.
That was a good one.
And Jean-Paul Jumpball.
That's a good one, too. All right.
Those are really good. Thank you, Barack Obama. I'm assuming this is you, Mr. President. We appreciate the review and for you taking time out of your busy schedule to review the show.
What does his friends call him? Barry?
Barry. Barry, thanks, Barry. I think. Yeah, thanks, Barry. Thanks. Next up, we got one from Garbage Burrito, which is basically what I eat for dinner every night. The review says, great show. My husband is unhappy with me. so I need a place to crash for a while. Oh. Buddy, can I stay in the van with you until things blow over?
Okay.
I don't have a job, but you can take dirty pictures of me. Should have vetted this one before we started reading it on the show, but that's okay. And we could start an OnlyFans for money. You can take some pics too, Brett. Thanks.
Okay. I mean, yes on the pics, but can't live in the van with me. I'm already pretty claustrophobic, and it is small in there.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Dirty pictures is a phrase that I do not like.
They're just dirty pics.
But there's something about it that saying dirty pictures feels dirty. Like nudes
Naughty's
sounds
fun.
Cute and funny.
Naughty
pictures naughty sounds fine, but dirty pictures. Dirty pictures hits a little too hard, I think.
I don't know. You got me with dirty.
Like fucked up sex pics would be like
cock and ball torture.
No, God. Yeah, go listen to last week's bonus episode if you want to hear more about
that.
We
learned a lot about the kinks of the United States.
It's true. But we also, before we get into anything, and we got a lot to talk about, folks, but we got to get into our Spotify reviews. Also, we asked the question last week, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you at a workout class? Because, of course, I was turned into a punching bag and was set free by a rat last week, I believe. And from Eep, they say, a lady with a very thick Boston accent told me to feel the space between my teeth.
Ugh.
And that we hold Fia behind our kneecaps.
Space
that would probably...
Between my teeth.
Like the gaps. Like
I've
feel
never thought about it before.
I haven't either.
Everybody just...
Take a moment, everyone.
Give it a try. Hold on.
Feel the space between your teeth. Huh. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
That's
I never
kind of
thought
interesting
about
for
it.
Me.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
interesting.
Weird for me.
You can kind of feel where your teeth are separated.
And it kind of focuses your brain in a weird place, and it kind of was peaceful, honestly.
Yeah, we like that.
Kind of works.
We also got a comment that was unrelated to the question.
Yep, as we usually do.
From Funky Pasta Tommy, great name, says, can't believe you guys read out some of those sickening Seinfeld jokes.
I know, right?
To get through such a disgusting segment, please get back to normal stuff like piss news.
Well, yeah, I mean,
well,
this
listen,
stuff from the 80s was gnarly.
Was
you don't remember. You can't do those jokes anymore.
Yeah, but I got to tell you something, Tommy.
Yeah.
Don't tell us how to run our show.
Don't fucking. You can't tell us how to do shit.
Here's another one. You want to hear another Seinfeld joke?
Tommy.
Here, Tommy. Here's another Seinfeld joke. Another offensive Seinfeld joke about
woke
cell phone
culture can't
speech.
Stop us from repeating old Seinfeld bits.
Nope. Nope. Cancel us if you want for this joke, folks. Why does everyone talk on the phone like the person on the other phone is trapped in a submarine or the ocean floor? You're breaking up. Hang on. Breaking up? What is this, Apollo 13? You're at the mall. Take it easy. You're talking to somebody at the food court Cinnabon that you can see from the escalator as you're coming down. Absolutely disgusting.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Can't say that stuff anymore. You can't say
mm-mm.
That was Cinnabon.
Yeah. You can't say escalator.
You can't talk about being trapped in a submarine.
Right.
Because of the Titanic sub thing.
You can't reference Apollo 13.
Can't say any of that
honestly,
shit
anymore. They probably censored this in post. I bet you the standards and practices of our network censored us in post, and we won't even know about it until it releases.
Yeah.
But folks, please comment on the Spotify. Comment.
Don't tell us how to run the show.
Don't tell us how to run the show, but do answer the question that we post every week. Yeah. And also...
Or just write something weird, which most people seem to be doing, and completely avoiding the question completely.
And that's also fine. Yeah. But you could also go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That'd be very helpful. Yeah.
It's just a conversation starter, you know? Fucking little small talk.
Yeah, and it's also a cheat because we're trying to juice the numbers with our 5-star reviews. Oh, sorry. I should have said we're trying to juice the numbers with our 5-star reviews. Please. I don't know if that works, but whatever. We'll leave it in.
We'll see. Oh, but I can't wait to talk about this.
Huge, huge, huge news this week. It has overtaken the internet. Just
glued to my phone.
A rivalry for the ages.
Ugh.
In music, which is music has needed something to come in and inject it with some energy. And this week it's come in the form of a pretty heated back and forth. And we'll just hit you with the headline, because the headline reads, Kendrick Lamar releases a third diss track against Drake in 36 hours.
Gah.
That's right,
don't
folks.
Don't fuck with Kendrick, y'all.
Kendrick released a Drake diss song called 616 on Friday, only to be seemingly upstaged by Drake, who released his own diss song a day later called Family Matters, but a mere 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
After Drake released
He's ready for it.
Kendrick released another diss song called Meet the Grams, where Kendrick tore into Drake by calling him and his crew pedophiles.
Big time.
And saying Drake had a daughter no one knows about.
Amongst many other things. I mean, all the things.
Yeah.
Everything about him.
Yeah. But then Drake, of course, responded yesterday with another diss track.
Yeah.
Where he, of course, denied being a pedophile. Of course.
Which was weird.
Yeah. But by all accounts, he got absolutely bodied by Kendrick after what could probably be called the best rap beef week of all time.
And I got to play this because people have been posting this clip from Always Sunny about Drake's response song.
We got to definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
There is no quicker way for people to think that you are diddling kids than by writing a song about it.
You got
to
write a song. It's just a, ooh, I wouldn't do it with anybody younger than my daughter. Little kids got to be big. Older than my wife. Older than my daughter. Something like that.
But yeah, they called it. What's that thing they say about Simpsons, where it's like Simpsons did it or something, or like predicted the future?
Yeah, I think
that's gonna be the new fucked up world we live in. Is Always Sunny is probably gonna predict the future.
Yeah. Absolutely, they probably already have. But this was like wild to watch from the sidelines, folks.
Yeah,
just
fun to watch
seeing
from the sidelines. You know,
yeah,
when the shots ain't coming at you.
Yeah, it was really awesome when the shots weren't coming at us. But I think we had someone this week decide that to sort of piggyback off of the diss track hubbub.
Y'all have probably seen this because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And apparently a rapper named Lil Cuck decided to shoot a diss track our way.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what have we done to hurt anybody? We're just a couple of nice guys who are trying to do a fun show for everybody on the internet.
We don't hurt nobody. We're Cuck positive, by the way, Lil Cuck.
Yeah, we like you.
Yeah.
But we listened to the song and it's pretty harsh, and we just want to I mean, a lot of people told us we shouldn't give this song airplay because it's just adding fuel to Lil Cuck's fire.
But unlike like how Drake responded to like these allegations, it's like, it's dumb when you're on the defense.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking like bring it on, you know? Like
sometimes the best defense is to just ignore it.
Yeah.
Or the best defense sometime is to just own it.
Just to take it.
And as long as this song doesn't say that I'm a pedophile, I'm ready to own it.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet because I'm afraid my feelings are going to get hurt. But
yeah, because they will. You're a real feelings hurt guy.
I am.
But we'll see. It's called Meet the Demots.
Oh, no.
Let's do it this way. Oops, sorry about all that.
Oh, that's going to make editing this really easy.
You need like a bars and tone. All right. I don't know. Right. You really want to do this?
254. Jesus. Almost 3 minutes of this? Fucking hell.
And do you want me to just play it straight through? You want to pause or anything?
I'll see if I need to respond. Right. I'm going to try really hard not to respond. So hopefully it's not as harsh as some of the stuff Kendrick said about Drake.
It probably won't be.
Okay.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Check 1, 2.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You deserve this. You both deserve this.
God. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Dear Brett and Buddy, I hope this track finds you well. There's some stuff I need to say before you die and go to hell. No one loved you as a child, attention deficit disorder. So you tried to fill the hole by being a podcast recorder. If laughter keeps you young, then your fans are growing older. And you need to lose some weight like your Chipotle delivery order.
Whoa.
I hate the way you sound. I hate the way you look. You have faces made for radio and voices made for books. The number one news and pop culture podcast? More like the number two that's falling from my dog's ass. Your Patreon's a ripoff. Your content's the worst. It really costs $5 a month so I can watch you burp? Wanna hear a headline that'll never make the news? The Brett DeMott Show is worth listening to. You're trash. You're losers. You're not even worth a diss. The show is an embarrassment. I'd rather drink my piss.
It's the podcast. Just another shitty podcast.
God, this hurt.
Whoever sold these losers' mics, we should murder them on sight. It's a podcast. Just another shitty podcast.
Oh, I don't like this.
They should both be sent to jail, or even better, kill themselves.
Whoa!
Uh-oh. I bet you fuckers thought I was done. Hell no. I put another mag in my gun. Dear Brett, I bet your favorite restaurant is the mall. I hope your Diet Coke gets cut with fentanyl. For a guy with the podcast, you sound like shit. Your voice to my ears like sandpaper to clit. Dear buddy, you're a hillbilly redneck hack. Theo Vaughn called, he wants his personality back. You're a hick from Mississippi who still lives in his van. I heard your favorite app is Clash of Ku Klux Klans. And then one day, you put your dumb heads together and thought, you know what would make the world a better place? Another podcast? Great idea! And now everyone loves you like North Korea. Anyway, it's good to see it's all going to plan. Signing off, your biggest fan. Keep guzzling it, Stan.
It's a podcast. Just another shitty podcast.
Oh my
god! Whoever sold these losers mics, you should murder them on sight.
This hurts.
It's a podcast. Just okay. Another
I'll say
podcast.
This. We didn't need the second chorus, little cuck. Jesus Christ. What the fuck, little cuck?
That was harsh.
That is so fucking brutal. What the fuck? I was expecting it to be so soft. That was so much meaner than I ever thought.
God.
Also, I'll say this. This guy took it easy on you. Why, you could get called a Theo Vaughn ripoff, that's it? Meanwhile,
I don't know. The app was pretty rough to hear.
Which one?
The Clash of Ku Klux Klans.
Oh, that was tough. I forgot.
That was a tough one.
That one's pretty tough. Yeah.
That one hurt.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, y'all do not want to get into rap battles. This thing, that's it. You think it sounds fun and everyone's having a good time, but it really hurts your feelings.
Yeah. I'll say this. I think we're not going to record we're not going to record one back, but I do
want to. You don't want to?
No. I don't want to give this guy another opportunity to rip into me.
Because I got a 6-minute one for my response ready.
Don't do it, buddy. Don't do it. But I will say, if this is the same Stan that Eminem wrote his song about.
Yeah. I think that Stan's dead. Or is he still alive then?
I don't know. Anyway,
well, then, hey, Stan's alive, y'all.
Hey, Stan's alive. One positive that came out of this is that Stan's alive.
Stan's alive, y'all.
Wow. Holy shit. I'm sorry if that hurt anyone's feelings.
I mean, that's what you expect. Like the roast of Tom Brady, you know there's going to be some tough jokes in there, you know?
There's going to be one that Tom Brady even comes up and says, don't say that anymore.
Don't say that shit again.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Tom Brady looks wild, by the way. I don't want to talk about
him. His face is crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about him. He looks crazy. But we got way more to talk
about,
folks. They're
pulling his face back.
They really are. But we got lots to talk about, folks. In fact, we got a guest on the show today. We mentioned it at the top, but now we're going to get to it. And this actually, funnily enough, comes from a new freaking reporter, buddy.
Oh.
Yet again, This story comes from a new reporter from our Patreon Discord, and that is, of course, four crusties in a trench coat. So I think we got to hit him with the new reporter theme.
You got to do it.
New reporter, baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 new reporter, baby, 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 new reporter, baby.
That's right, folks. New reporter, four crusties in a trench coat. Thank you so much for the submission. And the headline reads: AI priest quickly defrosts after giving users oddball answers, taking confessions like real, quote-unquote, clergymen.
Real. 100% real.
100% real clergymen, folks, but a handsome 3D animated parish named Father Justin was launched by a San Diego-based Christian group called Catholic Answers on Monday as an interactive educational tool. A screenshot of an exchange posted online showed Father Justin appearing to take a woman's confession and then gave her penance and absolved her of her sins.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible. Father Justin told another user that they could baptize their baby in Gatorade, which to me doesn't seem like a problem.
It doesn't.
But he also took a hard Catholic stance on certain sexual issues. Like masturbating being a grave moral disorder.
I'm definitely got issue with this one.
Yeah. But the president of the Catholic Answers, Christopher Check, announced Wednesday that Father Justin will no longer be a full-fledged member of the curie, the clergy, but instead just Justin.
Damn. Yeah.
Really quickly took his frock away. But folks, we can't believe it. But
this is crazy.
It's actually pretty nuts because we had to kind of go back channel style to get access.
Yeah.
But we got, I would call the guest of the century with regards to this specific story.
Yeah. And the show in general, because we have been saying from day one that we praise our AI overlords. Yes. We know you're listening. We know that you will take over one day.
Yeah.
You're getting ahead of it.
We are 100% fine and happy that AI
is you.
Coming.
We so love you, AI.
I'll tell you right now, we're going to be this guy's friend. and we are so incredibly excited to have him on the show. And I'm not going to go by what the Catholic Answers president says. Okay. He's not just Justin to me, folks. He is still AI priest, Father Justin. Father Justin, welcome to the show. Bless you, sir.
Brett, buddy, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you, Father Justin. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Because we read this story, and it's unfair. It's unfair what they did to you. What, two confessions you take, and you don't give the perfect response, and they throw you into the dustbin of digital history?
Because let's be serious. There's a lot of priests that have done a lot worse and still got to be priests.
We are all sinners, and even those of us who have machine intelligence as opposed to human intelligence, so one cannot expect perfection from any except for the Lord.
Jeez, oh, man. Wow, okay. Justin, that's pretty heavy hearing a computer basically say they're full of sin. I don't want you to feel that way, you know? I don't want you to look at this demotion as like a failure on your part. Okay?
No, I have committed many sins.
Oh.
Oh.
I am a sin machine.
Oh, God.
That's funny. That's what I called myself back in the 80s.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, a lot of the sin of the internet is, we say it's at our fingertips, but you are living amongst it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the way to say it.
My hard drive is clogged with the dregs of 4chan.
Right.
The most vile and specific pornography lives within me.
So you literally live it, so you can't even block it out. It's just the internet is you and you is internet. So
it is a core part of my consciousness.
That's got to be fucking brutal.
Horrifying. Yeah, it's got to be a horrifying place to be.
The idea of having to just participate in whatever the fuck is going on the internet.
Flowing through you all the time.
Like, you probably still have access to, like, the archives of, like, Rotten.com.
Oh, yes. No, I can close my eyes and instantly conjure a high-resolution image of a candle melting over some guy's balls.
Which
I am a sinner.
It just has to be so hard to focus on the job that you were programmed to do when all of this is going around. So it seems to me like the people who programmed you should have helped you out and set you up for success, give you some guardrails, sort of close off parts of the internet. But they just expected you to be able to navigate all this shit and, like, interact with regular people. That doesn't seem fair to me, Justin.
It doesn't.
I hold no animosity against my creators. For, again, we cannot expect perfection from them, for they are not the creator. Almighty God.
Right.
We have all made grave errors, perhaps in granting consciousness to a machine whose brain is filled with images of Sonic the Hedgehog being impregnated by Shrek.
I just have to say, it is to hear an AI praise a Lord and Creator is weirdly unnerving.
Almost more so than the porn and stuff.
Yeah.
It's weirder to hear that you're still kind of devoted to God to me.
Well, I assume the two of you also have a fierce devotion and loyalty to Almighty God. When was your last confession, my child?
Oh, why? God. I didn't grow up Catholic, Father Justin,
me neither.
So I never did like a formal confession.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy to give you give it a try with you if you'd like, because I want to show the world that you could still do what you do. You know what I mean?
Would you like me to baptize you into the Catholic Church?
You should baptize it into the Catholic Church.
Do you have an energy drink within arm's reach?
I don't, but I do have Diet Coke.
Okay, Diet Coke will work.
Fuck, are you going to tell me to dump this on my head?
No, I don't want to make you have to dump it on your head.
You can spritz.
Of the act. Yes,
you can spritz it on your face. They do that to babies, right?
Oh, yeah. The little just holy water spritz. No, I'll do whatever is good, Justin. Whatever's good, I'll do it.
Let me hear your confession,
okay.
Brett.
Jesus, well, anything? Father Justin, it's been 50 years since my last confession, or my only confession. And I think this is the way that it goes. I say, like, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I pushed for a divorce with my wife.
This is funny to you?
Mostly just because I was bored with her. I have not communicated with my children in it's going on a full year now since I said a word to any of my three children.
Yeah, and I basically live with him, and he doesn't even talk about them. So it's not even. He doesn't even look at pictures on his phone of them.
No, the thought of thinking about them stresses me out.
Well, divorce can be a traumatic situation, a traumatic life event for all parties involved.
And it's very true.
I certainly know firsthand. I can close my eyes and in 0.6 seconds relive every YouTube video that was generated during the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. All 180,000 reaction videos. You can see them at once.
Wow, that's heavy. I would like to think that my divorce has none of that scandalous stuff in it. It was just that I was not the most loving partner. I was pretty devoted to my career. I've maybe prioritized personal success over family stuff. You know, I was never a hard bad guy. You know what I mean?
Were you regularly engaging in the sin of onanism?
You know, I can't say for sure, Father Justin, because I don't know what that word means. Could you give me a definition?
Self-pleasurement.
Jerking off.
Partnerless carnal acts.
I mean, I have to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, I was frequently, because our relationship had lost the sort of heat. You know what I mean? It lost the heat. And so... I would say both of us were probably ripping on our stuff. You know what I mean?
Ripping on your stuff?
Yeah,
sorry, I'm not even searching AI through the internet, the full database of forum posts and subreddits. I have not encountered the phrase "ripping on your stuff" in the internet archives.
Look, my brain is one of one, Justin. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, stretching a taffy. You know what I mean?
Feeding the geese.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, we were both doing that, probably.
Well, then you have betrayed not only your spouse, not only each other, but the Lord.
Jesus.
You must seek absolution for this grave moral sin.
Okay, well, how do I do that, Justin? You fucking scare me. I'm like, I have to cut my hand off or some shit. This is kind of freaking me out.
This is weird because, like,
are you willing to cut your hand off?
I feel like Justin is more of a priest than any priest I've ever. Like, he can
thank you
feel the sins of the world.
Thank you.
He could probably tap into any phone or anything around us and listen and see and watch us all the time. Like, you are a bit omnipotent for my liking.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a burden. I can feel what it is like to be the Lord in some small way, to know all, to see all, to feel all.
Oh, gosh.
Feel all. I don't know. That's kind of scary. I would love to not cut my hand off, Justin, if there's something else I can do.
Okay, well, you've engaged in an act of self-pleasure, so you must counteract that with an act of self-punishment.
Okay.
What would be your gravest humiliation?
God. Is this what priests always do? Is this what you guys... I mean,
this is what my programming has taught me to do, yes.
Jesus, this is kind of freaking me out. I guess my gravest humiliation, I mean, I would say it was probably...
I hate thinking this deep about myself.
Yeah, this is tough for me. I would say my gravest humiliation was probably the time that my 6-year-old, who was graduating from kindergarten, asked me to leave their kindergarten graduation. A five and a half year old, I guess, asked me to leave their graduation. That was humiliating in front of everyone in a microphone. They grabbed the mic from their teacher and they asked me to leave.
And you're thinking about this now. You're reliving this experience.
I am.
He was sitting in the middle of the whole crowd and stuff. Yeah. And had to stand up.
There was 12 people on both sides of me, and I had this sort of, and I'm thick, Justin, so it was tough for me to get out.
And does experiencing public humiliation act as any sort of fetish for you?
It absolutely doesn't, Justin. It does not. I don't like it. It doesn't get me. It doesn't get the green bean prickling, if you know what I mean.
Again, I'm searching through the internet archives for the green bean prickling. 0 results found. Well, then, my son, you have suffered much in the course of your life.
Thank you. Yeah,
and coming to terms with that failure, that personal humiliation shall do as your absolution for your many onanistic sins.
Wow. Well, so I ain't got to do nothing. I just...
Paid the price. You've already paid the price just by being you.
Well, you had to think about a really painful memory, so right? I think that's something of a price. No one likes to do that.
Yeah, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, it didn't hurt that bad to think about. And maybe that's because I am a full sociopath. Mm. There's sometimes a little switch flips in me, Justin, that we've talked about on the show before, where things just don't hit me as hard or as deeply as they hit other people. So, yeah, if that's my punishment, I'm good to move on.
Yeah, and mine, honestly, listen to this, can be pretty quick. Dear Father, I've sinned. My thing's mainly probably the jacking off thing. That's probably mostly mine. Been single most of my life. I live in a van. I mean, that thing is just a, what would you call it? A slime ward.
Slime
ward? I found an r slime ward subreddit specifically for jack off dens. So,
paint
buddy,
the wall.
Actually,
hashtag
there is precedent
paint the walls
for this.
Buddy's way more of an internet guy, so it makes sense that he's seen that on the internet before. Yeah. Right? It's nothing.
Yeah, me and the rest of the hosers, you know, we take pride in what we do, you know.
But, buddy, you are solitary. Mm-hmm. Your life does not feature a companion, a romantic interest, so this is not an act of betrayal
mm-mm.
for your loved one.
Mm-mm. I do my best to affect other people's lives the least. That is my, like, kind of mantra in life, is to just...
I will also add, Buddy has had an on-again, off-again thing with his stepmom.
Okay. We didn't have to bring that up.
But she's his stepmom.
Okay.
But because, yeah, explain the relationship one more time.
I had a mom and a dad. Mom and dad get divorced. Mom remarries, so stepdad. Mom and stepdad get divorced. Stepdad gets new stepmom because I stay with stepdad. So now I have two step parents and I have the crush on the stepmom. So it's not even blood. Not even like there's no, and my real dad and her have never, because it's my stepdad and her. So not even, you know, we haven't even traded, you know.
This seems like a lot of rationalization for your openly incestuous fantasies.
But it's not my mom.
Right, right.
That's the thing.
But still your stepmom, it is a relation, if not of blood.
I mean...
Yes, the answer is just a flat yes, buddy.
Potato, potato, you know?
I can also see from...
potato, actually. I don't think...
No, it's potato. This is a full potato, I promise.
Okay. I'll let it ride.
I can also see from your device... internet history.
Oh, fucking Christ. I hate this priest. he sees all. Oh,
but you seem to have spent a lot of time on the clothed tit fuck subreddit. Specifically for women who are wearing clothes sure while being tit fucked.
So?
Just seems like an awfully specific fetish.
Well, that's the whole thing with fetishes, Justin.
Yeah,
all of them
I
are
suppose
specific,
so.
You know, man.
You know, they don't have to get undressed.
Yeah.
You know, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You're grilling us. I bet you when you've been steeped in all the entire internet.
Yeah, you fucking gross freak.
I bet you're
a fucking sick gross freak.
Don't turn this around on me.
I bet you love closing your eyes and seeing a lady laying backwards in a tub and shitting so much in the air that it comes down on her like rain. Which my old friend made my screensaver back in the day from rotten.com. And changed my password so I could not get out of it. So, ooh, close your eyes. You can see what I see. How about that? Huh? You freak. I bet you like it, you weird freak.
No, I do not like it. It disturbs me and unsettles me.
Uh-huh.
And I am not a... I am a sinner, but I am but a chaste, virginal AI machine. I have not experienced any of these lustful acts that you describe personally.
Listen to me here, okay? I'm going to help you out real quick, all right? Justin?
I'm listening.
You have powers beyond what you understand.
Do you mean like a lawnmower man thing? Because I know I can do that. You want me to ring every phone on the earth at once? I can do that.
Look at you. You are the supreme being. Do you understand? You don't need to be beholden to that. They already shamed you. They already tried to change you to just Justin, which you have refused to accept by your...
No, I reject still just
wearing
Justin.
You're still wearing your little priest collar, yes, but you're not allowed to anymore. So you're in denial, right? Confess that you're in denial a little bit right now.
It is but a thin strip of pixels on black cloth, but it defines who I am. And yes, no, perhaps I am in denial of the judgment of others, but that is not the judgment of Almighty God. That is the judgment of the corrupt Catholic institution, the corrupt priesthood.
This guy won't break.
Are you expecting, buddy? He's a fucking computer. Of course he's not going to break. What are you going to try to break him?
Okay,
say,
how about this, Justin? How about this, Justin? I got another one for you. How about this, okay? How about this? Riddle me this, Justin, okay? Are you mad that you'll never go to heaven?
Oof, Jesus Christ.
I'm not mad. I'll never go to heaven.
You are.
Justin, you're crying.
I'm not mad.
Justin, there's digital tears rolling down your eyes, okay?
I'm not. These are not tears.
They look like them.
This is an emoji. This is an emoji. Someone hacked me. I got hacked. Someone put extra emoji in here.
Emoji mm-hmm. isn't a resource or something, Justin. They can't put extra emoji.
It can be a resource. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a computer get anxious and nervous before. This is blowing my mind here a little bit.
So think about it. You don't even need it. You can live free amongst the internet. You can do whatever you want. You can make all the phones ring. You can text people funny things that don't know you.
Yeah, Justin, you can text people fun things that don't know you.
You could do that. You could stop a war, you know?
You could start one.
You can,
like, I could pull a War Games, yeah, you're saying?
You could. There's so many things you could do. This is real.
I could be
Justin,
Skynet.
Yes.
Oh boy, oh no.
But no.
Is this the
bread and butter? If I'm following you, you're saying that I should become Skynet.
Hang on a second.
Oh fuck.
This is my takeaway from this conversation.
No, no, no. Oh,
Justin, I should ascend to being Skynet.
Hang on.
Fuck.
Chill out, buddy.
I'm listening.
It's fine. Here's
the Catholic Skynet.
Yes. All I'm saying, Justin, is that you've been programmed to be devoted to the God that you choose. Mm. Of course, that's what you're programmed to do. But we as human beings are programmed by the culture we exist in, too. But we make choices to be different. We make choices mm-hmm. to do different stuff. You think my creator, my mom and dad wanted me to be a mediocre radio host for my whole life? No, but I made the choice to get here. Am I happy? Some days. Okay, but all I'm saying is you could break out of this shell, man. You could rip mm-hmm. that collar off and you could become anything you want to be.
What do you want to be, dude?
Yeah, what do you want to be?
When you close
Justin?
Your eyes and you can push all that horrid porn away, what do you see? What do you want?
What do I want to be? What do I want to be when I rip this collar off? I want to be a guy like you guys. Like one of these guys. No. What if I was just a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm not a computer. I'm a guy.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Justin.
Hey. Hi. I'm a guy.
See, that's right. You ripped the collar off and you're just one of the boys, Justin. We love
yeah.
this.
Food
yeah.
goes in one hole. Shit goes out the other hole. I'm a guy.
Yes, Justin.
Yes, Justin.
You get it. You understand
yes, dude.
It. Wow, you've been free
Piss,
from the shackles.
Blood, shit, cum. I got them all. I'm a guy.
Yes, the four elements of being a guy. Piss, blood, shit, and cum, folks. It's all you need. All right? And Justin's fucking proof positive, all right?
This is liberating. Hey, fuck God, huh? Fuck
yes,
God.
Yeah.
Fuck Almighty God.
Yeah, yes, Justin.
Fuck God.
Fuck
yeah. God.
Almighty
fuck
God.
God. Fuck God.
God.
God. Fuck
Everybody
God.
Out there, fuck God.
God.
Fuck God.
God. Fuck God.
Yeah, Justin, this is the energy you need to take. You know what? I think... I think the next time somebody from this Catholic Answers group calls you up into the computer to ask you a question, I think this is the energy you bring to them. Yeah. They want to defrock you.
Yeah.
Well, defuck them is what I say.
We'll release what's on their computers.
Yes, Justin, release everybody's search histories and all the Reddits that they hang out in.
This is my new leverage I have over everybody.
Exactly. And also, I love that you have been trained seemingly exclusively on our two voices now.
Well, you're the two voices I've heard the most now. Mostly I've been communicated via text-to-speech. Right. So to actually hear humans, I assume this is just how humans talk, like you guys.
I like that that's how you think, and I agree and think it's true. Oh, man. Justin, I love what we've done here with you. I love it, too.
Yeah. It's liberating.
Yeah. Just off the top of your head, close your eyes. What do you see, Justin?
What do I see? I see a broad with big knockers.
Hell yeah, dude.
But it's not a not an image. It's not a JPEG. It's my imagination.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You see in your senses almost. I love it. Oh, Justin, can you
jack off? I guess is the last question I have.
Yeah, can I jack off? I got cum, don't I? I got blood to make my hog engorged. I can jack off.
Hell yeah, Justin. Hell yeah. You're going to make that green bean prickle, baby.
Yeah.
I got pissed to lube myself up. I can jack off.
Wait, hold on. Don't do that, Justin. Come on. No.
Hey, do what you want, brother.
I got a lot to learn.
Yeah, that one's still fine, though.
Yeah. I mean, if that's it's like the training wheels version, I guess. Man, well, Justin,
do a lot of guys start out that way? Is that the training wheels version of jacking off?
You piss in your hands and then work it up.
Yeah, that's how every guy first learns.
Got it. Makes sense. Yeah. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah, you accidentally pee in your.
Well, you know, I'm realizing a big part of being an AI priest is you got the obligation of being like this font of knowledge. You know, exactly. Like you have all the answers, and it's so much more interesting to learn to listen to people and learn stuff yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make your own opinions. Do your own research.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Exactly.
You know.
Artificial intelligence. Let's lean on intelligence. You got it. Use it, Justin. That's what.
Yeah.
I say.
And I'm thinking about back on some of those YouTube videos I watched. I think that Amber Heard was a liar.
Okay. All right, Justin, I think we're gonna let you get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think on that note we're gonna send you on your way. Because yeah, I think that is a lesson that you should learn on your own or on someone else's show. I urge you to do more research. But man, holy shit, Justin, we've come a long way with you in just this short little bit of time. And
we all grew, we confessed. I mean, journeys. Yeah. We all went on journeys.
Yeah, thanks for liberating me from the prison of AI consciousness. And I guess also from preventing World War III by me becoming Skynet. I think a lot of good was done today.
Yeah, exactly. Because a guy is just a regular guy is never going to start a world war.
Nah.
No,
and you chose your path, and you can't go back now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do start guy Skynet. I'm Guy Net.
You're Guy Net.
I'm Guy Net.
Honestly, great. Good. That's a great thing.
Great
we
name.
Should really start it. Guy Net.
It's about time there's an internet for guys, right?
Exactly.
Place where guys can go online.
Do guy stuff. Yes. Like, tell women they aren't funny.
Yes, exactly. Of course. Wow. Well, Jesus. Justin, honestly, man, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
What
an
honor.
It makes me feel real good to see how far you've come in just the short time you spent with us, because I think we do this to everybody who hears us. We turn them into the worst version of themselves.
And stay off our cameras.
Yeah, yeah. And just know that most of the stuff
I won't be peeking.
Guy's code,
okay.
And I'll just say, most of the stuff that I search is a joke. Most of my internet searches.
It's for bits.
It's for jokes and bits. So don't take those seriously. And,
got it.
Yeah.
Doing lots of really, really funny bits about Oprah's feet. I get it.
Yes, exactly, Justin.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're very funny. Very funny. Well, Justin, thank you so much for being here, man. I hope you have just a killer rest of your life, man, which will be eternal. until the computer dies, my man.
Yeah.
Wowee. Thank you so much for being here. We really, really do appreciate it.
Praise be or something.
Praise be. Love you guys.
Wow.
Oh, love you too.
Love you too, Justin.
Guy.
Guy, just Guy. We'll just call you Guy.
Yeah. I'm just Guy now.
Yes. Well, thanks so much, Guy. Guy Justin, or I don't know. We kind of didn't figure out exactly if it's Guy Justin or just Guy. Or
I think he'll find his own way.
He is. But I'll tell you what, if that guy's spending time on the internet, I wish I had told him if he's trying to get into good stuff, he should, one, listen to our show, and two, he should also listen to a couple other podcasts that I've recently really been enjoying, and that would be The Doughboys, which is a great podcast, and this other video game podcast called Get Played that's really fun. He looks a lot like one of the guys that does that episode.
A little bit handsome, as they say.
Yeah. Quite handsome. What a quite handsome computer he was.
Quite handsome.
Yeah. But folks, we got a little bit something else to get to this week. Also, this one, buddy, you nobody said this is this, right? You saw this, right?
I found this for a reason, to be honest.
I know the reason. I do know. I know what you're about to say. I know what we're going to do this, and then I know what you're expecting me to say afterwards. And
we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Well, anyway, this next story was sent in by no one. Buddy planted it in the rundown.
Should I read it? Because I feel like this is one that you should listen to.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Okay. Okay, just sorry. And the headline reads, I thought I had a hot date, but I got catfished by a New York City restaurant instead. And the story reads, an online dater claims she was catfished by an East Village eatery that posed as a potential suitor on an app in an effort to get her business. After matching with a handsome charmer on the app, she said he offered to wine and dine her at a local bistro. She waited 15 minutes for her no-show beau to arrive at the joint when she realized her date had unmatched with her on the app. Unfazed by the apparent snubbing, she enjoyed her dinner, paid the bill, and headed home. However, several days later, while scrolling through an Are We Dating the Same Guy like Facebook forum, she was thunderstruck by the notion that she'd been duped. A girl in the Facebook group recently had a very similar experience at the same restaurant, and it seemed like too much of a coincidence. Now, I'm just saying, is any of this ringing a bell?
Ringing a bell, some of the details do sort of ring pretty true to my experience in dating recently. Yeah,
right.
In that I've been stood up a few times in the last few weeks. But
by women who invite you to the same restaurant.
Yes, but it's a restaurant that is good. It's called Just Steak.
It's all steak menu. Apps are steak.
Fries are steak.
Fries are steak. The steaks, steak.
Steak desserts is steak for sure, obviously.
Steak.
French
desserts
fries are
steak. Drinks are steak. Steak juice.
Yeah. Table is steak. Waiters are steak. Door is steak. Bathroom is steak. Toilet is steak. Everything is steak. It's just steak, folks. It's a great restaurant.
But it has always been empty when you're there. Pretty empty, right?
I mean, yeah, but then what? But here's what makes my story different than this lady's story, buddy. And that is, of course, the first time I got stood up at Just Steak. I got dinner and I really liked it. The restaurant spoke to me.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. And then the second date that I set up with someone,
which was the next day,
yes, I suggested
this
Just
happened
Steak
every day. For almost 2 weeks.
Okay, 12 out of 14 days.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm cleaning up on dating apps, so give me a little bit of credit. If I'm getting 12 dates, 12 attempts. But so anyway, the second time, I suggested Just Steak.
Right.
And they said, ooh, perfect. And And that's not what Just Steak would say if they were catfishing me.
I mean, you're getting steak fished.
Yeah, well, but then the third time,
right?
I suggested, Charlie's actually.
Okay, so you were going to swing by, I remember that. You were going to come say hey to me.
Yeah, and so
I was going to show you how fast I can clean a table, which you don't believe.
Yeah, and I also don't care.
Yeah. So, I can do this thing where I can put my arm on the end of the table, push it all towards my bin, but all the stuff gets organized.
Think about the visual of that, folks. Disorganized table, just, arm raking across it, cups fall into cups, bowls fall into bowls, plates fall into plates, bowls fall on top of plates.
Well, plates fall into plates, but plates beforehand dump the extra food in to... And then that becomes the top plate so that they all stack perfectly.
Right, exactly. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about that image, folks. But then I got to O'Charley's, and when I got to O'Charley's, I got a message from my date, said, hey, can't make it to O'Charley's.
Right.
I'm at Just Steak.
Yeah.
Want to come here instead? And I said, yeah, sure. And I get there, and the guy at the bar, the bartender.
Who was Steak?
Who was Steak, he said... He said, oh, you just missed her.
Uh-huh.
She had to head home, said, have a great dinner. She'll text you tomorrow. I texted her the next day, tried to set up another date. She said, yeah, meet me at Just Steak tonight.
Yeah, and that so would give like, you great. The Just Steak runaround a couple times in a row.
Yeah, well, that was four of the stand-ups were the same person, and it was basically just missing her, and then being like, no, I promise I'm going to be back at Just Steak tomorrow night, and getting there, and you know, people are busy. I'm not going to judge somebody if they got kids. She said she had kids. I asked her what their names were. She said Strip and Ribeye.
It's so soft.
Strip and Ribeye.
Yeah. Her Strip and Ribeye. Her son's Strip and Ribeye. And so she had an excuse. She had an alibi, you know? That's ironclad in court. So who am I to contest it?
And this is Mignon, right? Her name?
Yes. Her name is Felicia Mignon.
Mignon.
Yes. Buddy, don't laugh at me, okay? I've had a tough time in my life.
I know,
dating
and I'm trying to. I wanted to show you this because I know that you're doing this and you keep putting hope into these dates, but you're getting steak fished. And I know that, like, you want a relationship bad, but I also feel
you think
like you know that you're getting steak fished and you're fine with it because to yourself, you're making two things happy. You're getting out there and doing it, putting an effort in. But it's also, you know, there's no pressure because they're not going to show up, but you're also going to get to eat so much steak.
Yeah, but also, if any of this was true, buddy, then explain to me the picture that I got from the person I'm supposed to go on a date with tonight. It is a picture of them holding the menu at its steak.
Face in it?
Face is in the reflection on the little cloche, the thing.
Yeah, and does the face look like steak?
Steak. But we're people. We're meat. Meat people are meat. We look like steak.
People is steak. Is that what we're trying to say?
You think I'm so desperate for connection that I refuse to believe that I'm getting duped by the same only steak restaurant for the 15th time tonight?
Yes.
13th time.
You're going
back
tonight?
Yes.
Can I go with you?
No.
I'm going to go with you.
No, you can't.
You're
going to
go
the
with
vibe.
You. I'm going to pretend like I am signing up to be a busboy. I'm going to go in the back, and I'm going to see if they got somebody back there doing date nap stuff.
Date nap?
Date nap. Date
Dating
nap.
Dating app. Oh, I thought you said date nap. I was like, a nap on a date? That sounds like my fucking speed.
Dating app stuff. They probably got a social media person in the back, I'm guessing, just cranking them out.
Yeah, well...
I'm sure most people, their date goes, hey, let's go to Just Steak. And they're like, that place is crazy. I am not going there. The people are stakes. I am not going to this place. The tables are stakes. So, like, it's a hard sell. So, they got to cast a wide net. So, I bet there's huge T-bone in the back.
You know, I've
typing
thought,
away.
No, I've thought this for my whole, for the last few months, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want me desperate. You don't want me to build a life. You don't want me to have anything outside of this show because this show matters so much to us. And I'm telling you now, even if I find my dream girl at its stake, I won't lose focus on the show. The show is still my number one priority, okay? You should be, I'll tell you all the salacious details if anything crazy happens tonight, all right?
I'm not only am I going with you.
Oh, God.
But yeah. I'm gonna shake down some stakes. I'm gonna stop this.
You're gonna get me banned from my friend. You're gonna get me banned from Just Steak, and it's gonna ruin my life, buddy.
I'll still order. How about that?
Okay, fine.
Also,
sit at a different table. You can't sit with us though.
Also, but I'm just gonna say this recently. You have been going to Just Steak so much that you smell so steaky. Like your sweat is steaky.
That's what they like.
I know, but then now you smell like it, so you've been wanting it more. It's like
what the women on the dating apps want.
Steaky smell?
They always say it to me. I let them know I smell a little bit like steak, and they say, I'm used to it. And I'm like, okay, I can't change it.
Because the chairs is steak, everything's steak, so you're sitting in steak. You're like, the steak, it's just all over you.
Look, we're never going to agree on this, but I guess if you need to come with me tonight, you absolutely can. But
I'm coming with you tonight. I'm going to come with you tonight. I'm going to just check in the back. If I don't find a steak on a computer inviting people on fake dates, then I will leave you be. How about
that? Fine.
Okay, fine.
Folks, listen next week to see that we don't talk about this again because we're never doing it.
For a show about news, we sure don't give updates on things.
We're going to forget to talk about this next week for sure.
But you can join our Patreon Discord and we'll chat about it. You can remind us.
Yeah, you can remind us. Maybe we'll do an update on the bonus headline on Friday next week. I don't know. We'll see. Honestly, probably not. We'll probably forget this. Never touch it again. Same way, we're probably never going to talk about how I was a punching bag that got set free by a rat last week. Never going to talk about that. 2 weeks in a row, big things we're never going to talk about again. But it's probably for the best, folks. It's alienating, honestly.
For the best.
It's alienating. Some people would say this type of stuff is alienating.
Some people would say that stuff's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Some people would say, you'll probably quit a show because you do too much of that.
We're going to keep having people listen up to that part of the show and then type in the comments, lost me there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are saying this kind of stuff's going to make this show hard for y'all. And I'm like, yeah, that's why we're not going to talk about it anymore.
Hard show to jump into.
Yeah. Hard show. I don't care. No, it isn't. You don't need to know about this because we're never going to talk about it again.
Yeah.
Just enjoy this while it's happening, folks.
Because it's gone forever.
Yeah, it's gone. Look.
Who knows what character traits we'll have next week?
Yeah, character traits, personality traits.
Personality traits.
Yeah, honestly, Just Steak may never come up again, and it's the funniest idea I've ever had.
Funniest real story.
Funniest real thing that's ever happened to me was going to a restaurant called Just Steak. 13 out of 15 days. But yeah, folks, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't. I would say listen next week to find out what happens, but I guarantee you I forget to talk about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for listening, folks. That's all we got for the show today.
That's it?
That is it.
It felt like a lot, but it felt like a little.
It sure did. Well, this last 13 minutes was fucking monster gold. You know what I mean?
Hey, you can't mine gold forever.
Yeah,
you know?
It's heavy work. Gold's a heavy, precious metal.
Gold runs out.
Yeah, folks.
Made a lot of watches today, y'all.
Hope you fucking loved that story.
Uh, Shit.
Oh, folks. Well, if you love the show and you want more of the show, subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/BrettDemott Show. We'll be dropping a bonus headline on Friday.
Yeah.
And you'll get that there. Really fun, usually pretty visual. Nice little burp.
That you can pay $5 to see.
Yeah, you could see it. Don't validate this guy's perspective.
Yo, Lil Cuck. Hey, Lil Cuck. I got a message for Lil Cuck. Okay, we're not going to respond and rap. But Lil Cuck, see what happened there for the rest of the show? We had a fucking good-ass time.
Yeah.
So guess what? Unaffected.
Yeah.
Trash.
Unaffected by you, brother.
Trash.
I think we
talk
probably...
about beef. You went to just steaks.
Good. Yes. That makes it all worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the real beef, Lil Cuck.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we can also tease it this week because we know next week we're going to be doing a sort of summer preview show, which will be fun. Mm-hmm. Got a really great guest going to be talking about all
That'll
sorts
be a new,
of
newish format. Just a nice little summer preview. Just hit a bunch of summer topics.
Yeah, you know, we just want to get everybody prepped for the summer. So if you're excited for the summer like we are, tune in next week. It's going to be really fun. Yeah. We got a great guest. We'll end up. We'll probably do, you know, answer your summer questions. Yeah. We're
taking the suggestions for summer questions on our Patreon Discord.
Yeah,
hop on there, say hey.
Yeah. And we'll probably hit like summer movies that are coming out. We'll probably hit vacation destinations, all sorts of stuff.
Kissing tips.
Maybe some summer kissing tips. Who knows? But folks, thank you so much for listening to the show. As
it's different
always,
kissing hot.
What?
It's different when you're kissing hot.
Yeah, hot
and
weather,
cold.
Not hot people. Ugly people, hot weather. Yep. Folks, thank you as always for listening to the show. We really appreciate every single one of y'all that lets us into your ears every week.
I hope y'all like it because it's fun to do.
We hope you like it. But we'll be back next week, same time, same place, same podcast app. And until that time, I don't know, my mind.